The Worst Date Wednesday Spotlight Date of the Week.
Okay. We have somebody on the phone right now, Bethany. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on. Let's hear about your worst date Wednesday. Okay. Tell us all about it.
So I'm just going to context. This was like 12 years ago.
Okay.
And there was no Uber. There was no Lyft. So like I was kind of stuck. That's kind of the theme here.
Yeah.
I met this person at the Lynn Lake block party. Remember when we used to have those?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in line for the bathroom at the Country Bar. Do you remember that place? They had like deep fryers behind the bar.
Vaguely.
Next to the ice machine.
But you met this guy in line for the bathroom.
Yeah. Not a great place to meet someone. So I meet this guy. I leave and I get this like gusto that I'm like, I could go back and give him my phone number. So I did that. And anyways, we set up a time to go on a date. And he comes up, pulls up to my house. And I notice that he's missing, like, the passenger side window.
Oh.
Which is fine. It's covered in plastic now. You know, maybe he just didn't get a chance to fix it yet.
Yeah, I get that.
And then the top of his car had the word Rebel spray painted on it.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Like,
so he had taken the time. He had stood up on a stepladder and spray painted the word Rebel on the top of his car. To let the world know that inside this car is a Rebel.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to Elsie's. We're going to go bowling. We get in the car, and we're driving down the freeway, and he's, like, asking me these get-to-know-you questions. But the window, the plastic in the window, was just vibrating so loudly that we're yelling at each other. Where are you from?
Oh, my God.
Okay, turns out we actually went to the same high school. I didn't know this person. I think they're a few years older than me, uh-huh. And I never saw them in my life before, except we grew up in the same small town.
What small town? I'm only curious.
Circle Pines.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So pretty small. Okay, so we get to Elsie's. Like, all right, we're going to go bowling, and it's pitcher of beer night. And so I think, oh, I'm going to order a pitcher of beer. This would be nice. He picked me up in his wonderful car. I can share a pitcher of beer. And it arrives, and he doesn't drink. And I was like, you know, that's fine. You don't drink. But in my head, I'm like, why didn't you say that when I was like, I'm going to get us a pitcher of beer.
Yeah.
Completely missed that opportunity to tell me that. So we go bowling, and it's sort of okay. Then we go to Psycho Susie's, the old Psycho Susie's.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and I order some food. I'm like, oh, are you hungry? And he first says no, and then proceeds to, like, completely finish the plate of nachos. That
he's not hungry, no. but since you're ordering nachos, he finishes them for you. Nice.
Yeah, and at this point, you know, he's only paid for bowling, so he's been drinking water this whole time. So now I'm realizing I've basically paid for this entire date
mm-hmm.
of just me. Okay, so then we leave Psycho Susie's finally. Drives me home. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to jump out and, like, run up to my stoop and, like, go inside, hoping my roommates are home. They're not home. And this guy is, like, all of a sudden right next to me on the stoop and asks to use the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, I mean, harmless enough. He comes inside, uses the bathroom, and then comes out and asks for a glass of water. And I feel like he's that book, like, if you give a moose a muffin, like, what else is this guy going to ask for?
Oh, my God. So you actually thought of the book, if you give a moose a muffin or if you give a mouse a cookie.
I was going to say, I've never heard the moose version, but I've heard if you give a mouse a cookie.
If you give a guy some water, he wants a lemon to go with that. And now he wants a piece of pie to go with that lemon. This crap actually went through your mind, Bethany?
I just was like, when is this going to end? Like, why doesn't he get it? Like, why
he doesn't get it.
No.
So he comes inside. How long?
Himself.
Let's cut to the chase. How he comes inside, how long is he staying inside the house?
He's there for like 2.5 hours. It's midnight. It's a Tuesday. It's midnight. I have to like go to work the next morning. My roommates aren't home and I'm hoping that they get home as like my scapegoat because I need to say, oh, we have to be quiet now. You have to go. They're home. And I think at some point, somebody comes home where I can finally be like, all right, you got to go. And I like lead him outside and he turns around and just like plants a big kiss right on my face. And then walks away, and I'm like, where? How did this happen? I've never.
This is the most bizarre thing ever.
I don't know what led this person to believe that was going
to. He's a rebel. I don't know where you. I mean,
he
had it painted.
He told you, basically.
On top of his car. Bethany, thank you so much. If you want to do a Worst Date Wednesday, we'd love to have you on. Send us an email to ryanshow at kdwb.com. If you're going, that ain't nothing,
yep,
then I need to hear from you. Ryan Show at kdwb.com. If you don't want to be on the radio, we can read your email. Be happy to do that. So send that in for next week on Worst Date Wednesday on KDWB.